And baseball's new commissioner has joined us. He is Peter Ueberroth, and I was teasing him a little bit. Today is his first day on the job, and you got your hands full. Do you or do you not have an umpire strike on your hand?
Not yet. There's negotiations going on, and if they don't, they're not settled, that's a possibility. But right now, we don't have a strike.
So officially, when Paul Runge, who's vice president of Major League Umpire Association, said we're on strike, he misspoke?
Well, if there's ongoing negotiations and there's a game tomorrow, it's obviously close, but... I hope they're going to be there, and I hope that there's not going to be a problem.
Are you directly involved in the negotiations, or is this something the commissioner's office is doing?
No, the commissioner's office is not involved. We have presidents of both leagues, Bobby Brown, the American, Chubb Feeney, the National. It's their responsibility. Commissioner's office is not involved at all and will not be involved.
Are you surprised and or disappointed that this was allowed to reach this point?
Well, it's not exactly a welcome to baseball, it's an ongoing process, and I don't think that they can change it to make my first day a better day, but I hope it works out well. I think it will. You know, baseball had a great day yesterday. Let's hope it's a great day tomorrow.
We saw Bob Wirth from the commissioner's office. Again, I feel funny saying this to you, but welcome to the job. Yeah. Bob Wirth from the commissioner's office said that baseball had contingency plans in the event of a walkout. Can you let us in on what those plans are?
Not really. There is obviously umpires that are going to work the games, how that'll be done is really up to Bobby Brown and the Chubb Feeney.
Could be minor league umpires then, as
could
they did during the walkout
in
79?
Yeah, sure. Could be both. Amateur umpires, minor league umpires. There'll be somebody out there to call the game.
I mean, I know you a little bit, and I know you take things in stride, but you don't seem overly concerned about this.
Well, I'm concerned, but there's not much I can do in the first 20 minutes of the job. I mean, there's no miracles that Ueberroth has, I'll tell you that.
Is this the way you... obviously, no one welcomes a strike, but had you hoped to get in gradually, or did you want to be able to assert some authority straight up front?
Well, it's not my authority to settle this matter, but I think there's probably a lot of issues that baseball has been facing over the last 2 years have been building up. With the change in the commissioner's office, I know there's some people out there, I think there'll be some other announcements today unrelated to the strike, that are going to welcome me in the first day. But that's all right. That makes it a challenge.
Other announcements you're talking about of the bad variety or coming out of your office?
Well, not coming out of our office. But I've been getting some phone calls this morning and last night. A lot of issues that are coming to the surface, and I've got to take a look at them. And so there are people that want to talk to the commissioner's first day.
Nor has it been like you've just been dropped in from the moon. I mean, since the close of the Olympics, how much baseball business have you been involved in?
Well, learning. I've been probably 90% of my time has been trying to get ready. And it's a long learning curve, and I'm not there yet, but I'm getting there.
How much are you leaning on Bowie Kuhn these days?
Well, Bowie's in Korea, and so I'm not going to do much leaning while he's there. But he's a guy that I respect a great deal. He did a very good job, and I'm certainly going to be in touch with him on all issues. I want to know what he thinks. He's got experience. I'd be foolish not to do it. Plus, I respect the man.
Mm-hmm. Would you consider it at all an indication of Peter Ueberroth's leadership abilities as to how this thing is settled? Or is this something that we should view as a problem you inherited and you really don't have anything to do?
Well, you make your judgment. I mean, we're finding out about this morning and a little bit over the weekend. No, I don't think it's something that I can take a role in one way or the other. And I won't take a role in labor negotiations in the upcoming either. I mean, it's something that... If I'm going to do my job, I have to do it in the best interest of baseball. And I might take an opinion that's on the player side or on management side. So I can't really be a negotiator for either side.
That's something Bowie Kuhn took some heat for taking
I'm ready to take
off.
That heat. That heat I'll be pleased to take.
Peter, thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Welcome to baseball.